We all have our Thanksgiving traditions, and in our family, a new one was born a few years ago when my sister, Nikki, who is a chef, she's the chef de cuisine at Island Creek Oyster Bar in Boston, brought home a mac and cheese, right? It was just a mac and cheese that you had left over from the restaurant, I think.
Right, from 51 Lincoln.
From 51 Lincoln, your former restaurant. And we put it on the table with everything else, mashed potatoes, Brussels sprouts, turkey, mm-hmm. all the rest. And this was the thing that went faster than anything else.
It did go fast.
Everybody wanted it. So what is the secret to this?
Not much of a secret. It's a basic mac and cheese, just with a lot of love in it, I guess.
A lot of love. And a lot of peppers as well.
And a lot of peppers. That's the key in our family. We spice it up
with peppers. We spice it up. We do like our spicy peppers. So this one has, it looks like red jalapenos. Is that what
that is? These are red Fresno chilies.
Normally
we would also love some green jalapenos in there. But you changed it by adding green chilies.
I did, yes, because I thought that that's what it originally was. We have a little bit of a New Mexico connection in our family, and they love their green chilies in New Mexico. Mm-hmm. But you think it's just as good with the jalapenos?
I love it with the jalapenos, and fresh jalapenos, not sometimes people saute. I really love them raw right in there.
Raw right in there. Okay, well, while I take a bite of this, give us the one-minute version of how you make this mac and cheese.
Okay. Well, I did a little thickening agent, a roux with flour and butter. And that's what I used to thicken the milk, added cheese. I did mozzarella and cheddar in this one, a little pecorino as well.
But you could put any cheese
in there. You can put anything you want in there, anything you want. And I just folded in my cooked elbow macaroni pasta.
And you but you don't have to do that. You could really put any kind of pasta in there.
Any pasta you want, sure, of course. And then the some green and red Tabasco to make it extra spicy for us.
Literally, you pour the Tabasco sauce into the mix?
Into the cheese mixture.
And then how long do you put it in the oven for?
I didn't put this in the oven at all.
Oh.
You can serve it right away. If I were to, I'd probably top it with some more cheese just to get it nice and bubbly hot cheese on top. Or some breadcrumbs, something like that to crisp it up, add a little texture.
So since the success of this at our Thanksgiving a few years ago, have you made this as well?
I usually make it for the staff, actually, at the restaurant.
Really?
Yeah.
And it goes pretty well.
It goes over very well. It goes quickly, yep.
Can you use sriracha in it?
Of course. You can use sriracha in anything.
Although now maybe not for long because the factory, it sounds like, is having a few problems out in California. Does everybody like it spicy, or do you sometimes have to tame it down a little bit, not with the Hobson level of spice?
Definitely have to tame it down from the Hobson level, yeah.
How spicy is this?
This is pretty friendly.
Why did you bother doing that? I want it to be much spicier than that. Let me try this. Yes, it is the peppers that does it.
Mm-hmm.
That is the secret.
Absolutely.
Do I get to keep this?
You get to keep all of that.
Oh, good. Okay, all done. Let's check one thing off the list for the Thanksgiving table. Well, Nikki, thanks so much. Happy Thanksgiving. We will put this recipe on our website so that it can go out there and make many a Thanksgiving table very happy this season.
Great. Thank you.
Well, Jeremy, how lucky you have a chef in the family on Thanksgiving.
It is nice to have.